Good morning and welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Are you enjoying some coffee or tea right now? Have you ever thought about the water embedded in that? Probably not. But the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the products we buy, all have some amount of water embedded in the final product. Now, I'm not here to guilt, just educate, so please keep listening. Water is necessary to produce energy, manufacture consumer goods, and grow food. This is known as virtual water. Water footprints reveal water use patterns from the individual level all the way up to the national scale. They give context to the amount of water used, and sometimes contaminated, in processes involved in manufacturing and producing the goods we use. Consider, for example, these water footprints. About 650 gallons of water are used to make a cotton t-shirt, 22 gallons of water are used to make 1 pound of plastic, and in total, we have about 583 gallons of water per day embedded in the products we use, everything from cars to cell phones to bedding to energy production. An extreme example is Fiji water. This is artesian water, groundwater, that actually comes from the island of Fiji, bottled and shipped all over the world. That's a huge water and carbon footprint. Fortunately, the solution is a song we've heard before. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's right. Reducing consumption, recycling items into new products, and repurposing items not only helps your landfill, it has water and energy savings. Instead of bottled water, either from the grocery store or across the planet, switch to filling a reusable water bottle from your tap, which, remember, also supplies artesian water, and reduce that water footprint. Composting reduces your garbage output and also helps your landscape. It's all part of a big cycle, folks. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek.